This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, September 21st. Well, cattle markets come down and test the lows from last week, and it looks like so far, at least, we are holding. We got a nice reversal up on the feeder cattle, especially on November's, as they got right down into supports from last June and popped right out of it. So getting a nice buy signal in feeder cattle, especially in the November contract. October's basically have paced sideways at a support zone for about 6 or 7 days now. So it does look like we're seeing some stability, at least in feeder cattle. In live cattle, we have come down and tested the spike lows on the December contract, and we reversed out of that as well. So it's a minor double bottom here with the reversal up. So I think that's got some potential as well. The front month October didn't get quite as low as last week's spike low, nor the February contract either, but it does appear that we're finding some general support down at this price level, and it is a support level from several months ago. So what I'm looking for here is a correction to the upside. I think a pretty notable one is possible. You could see as much as $5 to $7 rally on both the lives and the feeders from this formation. Longer term, I would look for, you know, if we get that, then for the market to take another leg down as we get into the winter months. The cash market just continues to be flat. You know, the cash market at 124 was down 1 from last week. The dress trade at 199 down 2. Both of those are up significantly from a year ago. The Fed is up 20 from a year ago. The dress trade up 36 from a year ago. Dressed weights at 823 pounds are up 1 from the previous week and down 17 from a year ago. Steer prices at 158 in the Southern Plains, that's unchanged on the week, but up 15 from a year ago. Prime rib at 608, just a phenomenal number, is down 1 from the previous week, but up 250 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 278 is also unchanged from last week, but up 70 from a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 3.7% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughter is at 1.4% ahead of a year ago, which is a significant drop from where we were just a couple weeks ago on cow slaughter. Dress weights are down 0.3% on the year. Beef production is up 3.4% on the year. So quite a variation going on in the cow slaughter. We saw a huge increase in the average here just over the last month and a half to a couple weeks ago, and now we're starting to see that taper off again. The box beef values were higher for the first time in about 18 days. We had been down 17 of the previous 18 days, and we'd seen a drop of about 10% on the choice and 12% on the select during that time. But we're getting a reprieve, at least for one day. The choice was up 119 yesterday. We're sitting at 316. Select up a dollar at 281. The spread was up 19 cents at 34.91. Movement was 84 loads. Slaughter rate at 119,000. That's up 5 over the previous week and up 1 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 85 cents. We're sitting at 153.75. So we're starting the fall run. A lot of calves and cows coming in early simply because of the drought in the Northern Plains. There's just nothing to feed them. And that's kind of been the case for a while now. But the fall movement is likely going to finish early. And a difficult time for a lot of producers. The Southern and Central Plains have been drying out, so it's unlikely that they can absorb much more cattle coming off of the Northern Plains. So cows will likely continue to go to the slaughter plants and the calves going into the feedlots. The corn crop looks like it will be big, so it should be adequate. That would suggest that you'd see decent demand for feeder cattle into the feedlots. We'll have to see how that pans out, but there's a lot of them there. So the price likely is going to be more subdued this year simply because, you know, feedlots have not been able to make much money off of the packer. They're not participating in the massive margins that the Packers are. So they've really been struggling to, you know, to stay current and to capture any of that profitability. It doesn't give them a lot of leverage for the calves coming into the feedlot. You know, the one bright spot is that feed grain prices have come down significantly, and we're in the middle of corn harvest, and basis appears to be weakening quite a bit, especially going into the feedlots. So there's, and of course, you know, you got the Hurricane Ida with the damage it did to the export facilities that's backed up corn into the interior. That has pressured basis. So that's been a bit of a, at least a short-term advantage to the feedlots. And again, with harvest just getting rolling in the Midwest, it should provide ample supply of feed grain, at least in the short term here. I would expect that corn export demand will pick up significantly, simply because Brazil just did not have much of a crop at all, and they're our next major competitor. That will start to inch up feed grain prices, and I think probably work to keep a lid on feeder cattle prices. So for now, it appears that we have found a bottom in the feeder cattle and live cattle market. We'll see how that pans out, but we are getting some nice little buy signals here that should set us up for a correction, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.